MILF's Threesomes 60-pack, books 1 to 60. MILF Erotica, Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica, Lesbian Erotica. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein.
Thanksgiving Stuffing. MILF's Threesomes 1. MFM Threesome Anal Sex BDSM Erotica. Dinner will be around 4, I called, shouting to my husband Glenn and his apprentice Chris, who sat watching the game. Glenn had taken Chris under his wing somewhat after discovering his tough upbringing. He worked for his carpentry business and was becoming quite the fine woodsman himself, despite his 19 years.
"Come on," Glenn cried. "That was a clean tackle."
The pair of them stared open-mouthed at the screen, oblivious once more to the outside world. Football could have completely stopped, and I wouldn't have cared. Perhaps I'd finally get some gratitude around here if it did. "Hey," I called again, and the pair of them turned to me. "Dinner, at 4.
"Yes, honey," Glenn said. "No problems here," Chris added.
Their attention was fleeting, and it only took a second or two for both of them to turn back to the television, gesticulating wildly as yet another call didn't go their way. I took a sip of sparkling wine. It was perhaps the only thing that got me through days like this. It was supposed to be a day of thanks, but it felt more often like a day of exploitative fun and food at my expense.
"Can you pass me another beer, honey?"
Glenn said, keeping his eyes fixed on the television.
"Me too," Chris said. "Please."
I narrowed my lips. I loved them both to death, but Christ, they were annoying on days like this. They hung around together so much that Chris seemed to be becoming more and more like Glenn with each passing day. Without a word, I got 2 beers from the fridge, cracking the top off each, and then looking to the chili pepper that sat open on the chopping board. I had half a mind to rub the seeds around the rim of their bottles and teach them each a lesson. Instead, I walked patiently over to them, handing them the bottle and trying to play the model housewife. "Here you are, dearest," I said, forcing a smile. Glenn took the bottle, and then Chris did too, leaning around me to try and keep his gaze on that god-awful game. "You're welcome," I said. This time, Glenn looked up and smiled nervously.
"Sorry. Thank you, honey. You're the best. Do you need a hand with anything?"
Chris spotted Glenn's cue. He might have been 19, but he wasn't completely selfish. Yet.
"Thanks, Mrs. Henderson," he said. "Can I get you anything?"
"I can think of a few things I need," I said, and I raised my eyebrows in my husband's direction. He looked sheepishly up at me and took a swig of his beer. Chris's eyes switched between the two of us.
"What?" Chris said. "Can I help?" "I should hope not," Glenn said.
"Maybe," I added. Glenn was shocked, but at this point, I didn't care. I'd been so long without an orgasm that the idea of getting one from a guy half my age wasn't too bizarre a notion. He had youth on his side, and despite his inexperience, perhaps held a staying power longer than my husband's. I walked back to the kitchen area of our open-plan room, and Glenn got up to follow me, shuffling quickly afterwards and putting an arm on my shoulder.
"Everything okay?"
he asked. Then he gave my butt a pinch. I jumped and tried not to giggle. As I turned to him, I spotted Chris avert his gaze and look back to the television. "Go enjoy the game," I said, wafting my hand dismissively.
"What can I do?" he asked.
"Not a lot, clearly." He lowered his voice to a whisper and moved closer.
"I can treat you later," he said, holding my hip.
"Treat?" I hissed. "You mean those 3 pumps I get out of you before you blow your load?" Glenn laughed, and Chris did too.
"You weren't supposed to hear that," Glenn said.
"You need to up your game, Glenn,"
Chris joked back, taking a sip of his beer. Chris had a confidence about him that told me he wasn't the 3-pump chump that my husband so often was. Maybe the idea of him finally giving me the thank-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?